Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chuck and Winkler, Milwaukee's longest-running sports talk morning show. In one corner, a guy who has covered the Packers for 30-plus years. In the other, a Green Bay owner. Chuck and Winkler in the morning on The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. We've got you covered here for the NFL Draft as it happens. Thursday night, Bill and Gary out at the Q Club live all night long. Friday night, we'll be back at Radio Ranch, myself, Ryan Horvath, and more to bring you night two, rounds two and three of the NFL Draft. So as the draft happens, we will have instant analysis, instant breakdown with you guys. That's Thursday and Friday night right here on The Fan. Tweeting this out, Facebook, and open for you guys at 799-1250. If you could convince Brian Gutekunst not to do one thing during this year's draft, what would it be? So, essentially, the thing you do not want Gutekunst to do, no matter what, any place or time in this draft, starting on Thursday night. Let me read you this one. I'll read you this verbatim off Facebook if I can. It's from Douglas. He says, they got to draft the best player available. Don't worry about hurting 12's feelings. If it's a QB, take him. AR has to know he's on a downhill slide, standing on a slip and slide. Bill Michaels, Gary and Leroy, all, don't draft a QB. It will upset Aaron. Who gives a think of the team first, Mr. G. Best player available.
It's not a matter of upsetting Aaron Rodgers. It's just drafting a quarterback in the first round, stupid. Drafting a backup quarterback, I think, is a dumb plan, too, because then we're going to be back to the old Hundley deal, throwing a guy back there in an emergency situation who doesn't have a clue, and God knows how that ends. So, no, drafting a quarterback in the first round would be absolutely stupid.
Would you take a quarterback at any point in this draft?
No.
Not even round seven?
No.
Six?
But you got so many other holes to fill, Bart, I think. I mean, you got so many other holes to fill.
13 picks?
You could package a couple of those picks to move up. That's how I see it. I don't think you draft all 13. I would think they're going to package a couple of them to move up a little bit or move down or whatever. And I don't know, get some picks, draft some picks, trade some picks. I think that's what they're going to do. I don't see them using all 13 to pick players. I think they're going to move up. But
Ron Wolf used to draft new quarterbacks all the time, develop them.
Yeah, but you developed them, and then what'd you do? You turned them into a draft pick, and you basically turned them into another draft pick. You draft the quarterback in the fifth round, you develop them, and then you turn them into what, a fourth round pick? I mean, what sense does it make? Why keep a guy for 3 years, put all that time into him, just to trade him? He's not going to get on the field.
They kept Hundley for 3 years. He didn't do anything.
I know. Waste of time. Exactly.
He didn't do jack.
What? Excuse me? You bleep that out? You can't say that.
I can say what I want.
Come on. I hope that's not going over the air.
I got a new toy.
Yeah. Well, yes.
Like when the Packers draft, I think a lot of people you look at.
And if you get a cramp in your arm when you swear, you're in trouble.
I think you look at when you go back to Favre in that situation when they drafted Rodgers. They had no intention of drafting a quarterback.
No.
None. Because Rodgers or Alex Smith were supposed to go one. That was the clear cut. One of these guys is going one. We don't know who it is. Mike McCarthy and the Niners take Alex Smith over Rodgers. And then for whatever reason, Rodgers kept slipping and slipping and slipping all the way to 24, where at that point the Packers are like, this is a number one overall talent pick. He's at 24. We've got the crap going on with Favre. I mean, we'll let the phone ring if anyone wants to trade up. Nobody did, and so they took him. In this case, where the Packers are now, I think it comes to
how far away do you think they are from contributing and being a good team? I think we're pretty optimistic that Matt LaFleur can get more out of Aaron Rodgers, at least than he had the last couple of seasons under Mike McCarthy, or at least rein him in of sorts. They spent a lot of money on free agents, so a lot of these needs we thought they'd need to cover in the draft, they have covered in free agency instead. And now you've got two picks in the first round. You've got a chance to make two impact starters right away, whether it's a DK Metcalf at receiver, whether it is an offensive lineman, or I think specifically a lot of you guys want to go defense, maybe in that linebacking core, and still get another edge rusher. So if you have this sort of opportunity, which hasn't happened for a long time, you've got two picks in the first 30, and you're going to spend one of those on a quarterback, that to me would tell me they think they're a lot farther away than what they're letting on.
A lot farther away from winning?
Winning, competing.
Well, yeah. Then why sign Aaron Rodgers to that big contract if you're not going to keep him around and give him all that guaranteed money if you're going to draft a quarterback right away? I don't get it. Do you want them to draft a quarterback?
I wouldn't mind if they drafted a quarterback at some point. If they took a quarterback in round one.
As a backup quarterback or to groom him to take a...
See what happens. I mean, right now you got Deshaun... It's basically like Deshaun Kizer. They traded for Deshaun Kizer. They traded a good safety for Deshaun Kizer. I mean, they could use Demarius Randall.
Oh, yeah, Demarius Randall, though, he had to leave. He was not going to fit
well,
in.
Well, he had to leave because of McCarthy, and yeah. Now McCarthy's gone.
Well, I sound like Demarius needed a new place to go. I would trade for – why are so many people like that one – was it somebody on email or on Twitter who said – Aaron's finished? I mean, why do so many Packer fans think Aaron's done? That's alarming to me. Is it because they just don't like him, or do they really think he's done?
Well, he's closer to the end than the beginning.
Yes, of course. Yeah, he's on the back nine. Aren't we all? But do you think that Packer fan really thinks that he's done, or does this guy just not like Aaron Rodgers?
I think they don't want the Packers' entire organization to placate to the wants and needs of one guy.
So they don't really think he's done. They just don't like the way he's perceived of being, like you're saying right there, as being the guy they're placating to.
I mean, I can't speak for everyone, but I think
sure
that...
Sure seems like it.
That I can speak for everyone? It seems like it that I can speak for everyone? Well, I am pretty good at this.
Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah.
No, you were talking.
No. You said you were going to tell me you think you can't speak for everyone, but I thought you were going to complete the sentence.
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure.
We weren't exactly Hall and Oates there. Okay.
We're a little more Demarius and McCarthy there.
Yeah, I think that don't take an offensive lineman either. Don't take a quarterback. Don't take an offensive lineman in the first round. I have a feeling though, they could do this. They could move up a little further in that 30th pick. Take another pick from later on, move up a little higher. They might move up a couple of picks.
Cheesy Sports says, don't do anything that would make Rodgers mad. No quarterback. We're in win-now mode.
Now, if you put that on Twitter, should the Packers ask Aaron Rodgers who to draft, what kind of response do you think you'd get?
They'd be mad at us for asking.
Yes, exactly. We'd get killed. We should just put that up there for the hell of it. For the people who aren't listening to our shows, should the Packers consult with Aaron Rodgers before making a draft pick?
Should we do a poll? Who should have more say on the draft, Gutekunst or Rodgers?
Yeah.
And just wait for people to...
Just hammer us.
Chime in at us and tell us how much we suck?
Yeah, well, absolutely. Hey, you know what?
Okay.
We already got a national show coming after us.
Yeah.
We didn't do anything to them.
Nope. We're just innocently just hanging trying out to- here.
Two guys trying to make a living doing a four-hour show in the morning every day.
All right, let's put out a tweet that we know our station is going to get hammered for all day.
Yeah.
Because we're done at 10, and then the other shows can deal with
it. We've had to pick up the pieces for everybody else before.
Who should have more impact?
Input. On the draft.
Who should have more input on the draft
this weekend? Gutekunst or Rodgers?
Ryan Gutekunst.
Or Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers.
Should I put
written by at Sparky Radio?
No, we should own that.
At Radio Joe?
No.
How about at Ryan Horvath?
Harvey? No, he's in it with us, though.
Throw him under the bus.
He's part of us.
All right, every day, how about every day before we leave, we come up with a stupid tweet that the other shows have to deal with?
Hey, it's better than coming up with a stupid topic, I guess.
Who should have more input on the draft this weekend, Gutekunst or Rodgers?
Yeah.
Tweet the poll. Tweet it.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. And we'll read some of those results.
We'll get hammered within minutes.
I hope so. It's Chuck and Winkler.
Like throwing meat to sharks.
By Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. Strawberry season is here, and it's here at Perkins. The fresh strawberry croissant French toast, the fresh strawberry buttermilk pancake platters. The strawberries are not just for breakfast. Perkins has them sprinkled all over lunch and dinner choices, like the fresh strawberry salad. Stop by Perkins today during the season of strawberry. Today also a Pie Society Monday. Get a free slice of pie. Whatever you get today, after 11 o'clock, you will get a free slice of pie along with that, along with your meal. Breakfast, dinner, lunch, you'll get a free slice of pie with Perkins' vast variety of desserts to choose from. You can also buy some and take some home when you're on the go. Maybe you're planning for a party or whatever. They've got that bakery for you on the way out. Freem sent me a text over the weekend, which first of all surprised me. And then second of all, it was you and your family out at Perkins.
Yeah, we were out at Gerke's Corners out there and got right in. I mean, the wait staff was friendly. People out there were friendly. The hearty breakfast, well, I ate so much of it, ate the whole thing, was not hungry at all for the Brewer game. Because you know, you go to a Brewer game, you got to get something to eat. Full the whole day. Had a little bit of nachos. But that was it.
So were you mad about that?
No, man.
It saved you some money at the ballpark?
Sure did. Absolutely. No. I was good. I was just thinking about, but I mean, the whole time, because you're thinking about grabbing something out there, but was full. And it was all good, man. It was all good, man.
You know, you can carry food into Miller Park, so you could take, like, pancakes to go and bring them into the ballpark.
I'll tell you what I really liked was...
eat the syrup.
What's the other sausage? Not the links that they have. They put
patties.
The two big patties that they put up there.
Yeah, sausage patties.
Oh, they're good. They're like links. They cut them, they split them right in half. I don't know what it's called, but it was really good.
Are they like a circle?
No, they weren't circular. They were like a sausage, but it wasn't a link sausage. I'll have to look it up, see what it was. But it was damn good, man.
What'd your son have?
I could have had like, he had, well, he circled what he wanted on the menu and showed it to, it was the pancakes, the kids' menu.
Oh, okay.
Because you circle what you want. Yeah. Ate all those. Yeah. So it was good. Good stuff. Shannon's idea, too.
Wow.
She said, we should go to Perkins.
How about that?
I said, they don't have Bart's Big Breakfast over there. She said, okay, let's just go there anyway.
It's Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins. We will try to rattle Packer Nation, and then I'm going to put Chuck Freeman to the test.
Almost went for the burger and the pie and the fries. They had that flashing right before me, too.
Why didn't you do that? $9.99.
Had burgers the previous day.
Oh.
Had burgers the previous day out at, you know, a famous ice cream place out on the North Shore. We had those. Those were kind of sitting at me all day.
Mm, yeah, I hear you, bud. It's Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins here on The Fan.
It's the...
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins from the Bryant Stratton College Athletic Studios. You can find us on Twitter. I'm at Winks Thinks. Chuck's at Chuck Freeman. Our station at 105.7 FM, The Fan. And I feel like once a week, one of the shows, could be ours, could be Bill's, could be the big show, one of the shows throws out a question on Twitter that gets quote tweeted and assaulted and says, are you guys serious and what's the problem? And you're just trying to drum up controversy. So we tried to do that. Nobody's really coming at us yet, Frames. Maybe the question wasn't good enough.
Well, it's certainly crazy, but nobody's taking it, huh?
We tweeted a poll. Who should have more input on the draft this weekend, Brian Gutekunst or Aaron Rodgers? 15% say Aaron Rodgers. So maybe there's a small minority that we're lending a voice to. We do have a couple. Janesville Anonymous says, what? That's not too scathing.
Yeah.
Wisco Kid says, you guys really have nothing to talk about today or what? Next on Bill Michaels, should the Bucks rest Giannis? Actually, I would not be mad if they rested Giannis tonight.
No, I want them because we want the extra day offer these guys. Man.
Rest Giannis. No, show that you can win without him. And if you lose, you get that game five money on Wednesday night.
Yeah, but still, you want to you want it as much days off because look, Boston's going to have all this rest, and you don't want to have to worry about playing an extra game Wednesday. Give these guys some days off. No, they're going to want to win tonight's game.
You just took us down a sick trap there, Wisco kid, with this resting of Giannis. So Bucks, Pistons tonight, game four. You've got the Brewers and the Cardinals tonight as well, where as good as Christian Yelich has been, Chuck, he has yet to homer on the road. So all of his home runs so far have come at Miller Park.
Isn't that weird? And Dave Roberts was asked that this weekend. He says he could tell that Yelich has got a comfort zone at Miller Park because they didn't hit any out in Los Angeles, but he feels really good. And but some of these home runs that Yelich is hitting, I mean, these aren't cheap hits at all. These are pokes. Had another one yesterday that thought maybe the wind kept that one in a little bit. The one that was caught by Bellinger at the wall. Thought maybe the wind kept that one in.
Did they keep the roof open the whole game?
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, the roof got to the game and the roof was closed. And then I happened to be going up the elevator with the guy who opens and closes the roof. And he tells Toby, he goes, "Chuck, opening the roof right now." So I put it on a Twitter. On the Twitter.
You'll
on
the Twitter. There. That's good.
One of those things. And
you can just say internet.
Yeah, put it on the internet. I put it on the internet and let it fly on social media. And then they opened up the roof. But it was a nice day. It was a nice day. Now, here's what it is. I thought the roof was going to be closed because I got into the stadium, left my sunglasses in the car because I figured, okay, don't need these sunglasses because the roof's going to be closed. And then, of course, the roof opens and we're in the bright sunshine. But that was okay. It was good. A little warm there our first couple of innings, but they made the right decision. Only reason the roof was closed is because of the rain. They thought the rain had all passed, and they were going to be able to open up the roof with you. But
does it have to be 65? Is that the rule?
I don't really know what the
exact... There's a certain temperature, I know.
Yeah, a certain feel out there, but it definitely should have been open yesterday. It was a perfect day for it. A little breezy, but still was nice. It was just terrific. Now, you know, tonight it wouldn't be open because there's a threat of rain and it's going to get cold again later on this week. So, but would you be okay if it was like 55 and having the roof open and watching a Brewer game?
I would prefer it. I want the roof to be open in the playoffs.
Because you like... Now, you're an inside guy in general.
Yeah, but I just love cold playoff games.
Which is odd because I don't know anybody who likes cold playoff games.
I am an inside guy. God, I hate the outdoors.
You do.
It was 70 degrees yesterday. I was so mad.
I know. Like on Memorial Day weekend, I'd say, what are you doing this weekend? Everybody else going up north or golfing or whatever.
Oh, God.
Oh, I'm just watching. I'm sitting home watching the playoff games on my couch.
You know what? I go to bed. I don't pray much. I'm not that religious.
Yeah.
But every night before Memorial Day and Labor Day, I kneel by my bedside and I fold my arms together and I say, God, I know I don't ask you for much. I try to be a good person. Could you please make it rain tomorrow and thunderstorm so that I don't have to see people on their boat on Facebook when I scroll it because all I'm doing is sitting on my couch being inside on an 85-degree day with the AC cranked up? I hate the outdoors, God. Why did you make nature so beautiful?
Well, that's why he made you a Wisconsinite, so you can only enjoy nature 3 weeks a year.
I say, God, it's not me to question what you've done, but on the seventh day, instead of taking a day off, couldn't you maybe have, like, moved the sun back just a little bit so that summer wasn't a thing?
You would hate living in San Diego.
No, San Diego's about always 65.
But it's always warm there. It never rains.
I can top out at 65.
But it never rains. It's sunny all the time. Arizona, you would hate it.
Oh, I know. Once it hits 70, I melt.
Yeah.
I sweat.
Yeah.
I just drips off my head.
But I was thinking yesterday, though, when we're over at Perkins, I told Chan, I said, Bart probably hates today because he's an inside guy. He likes to, you know, he does not like a nice day. He wants to stay inside and watch
the
game.
Well, we just have different definitions of a nice day. A nice day is 59 and cloudy with a breeze.
And everybody else's nice day is no breeze, 73 degrees.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you're going to get more of your bad weather this week. So would you'd be fine going to Miller Park if... if it was 55 degrees and the roof was open?
Look, I'm ecstatic that we have a roof. I don't know why we wouldn't, but I would open it a little more than the Brewers do.
Yeah.
But I get it. There's an expectation you're going to go there and it's going to be a certain degree. That's fine.
Now, they have the panels closed. So you didn't feel the breeze coming off the lake. So that's when it gets cold, when you got that breeze coming off the lake. And if it's, you know, it's warm out in Waukesha, it was 80 degrees like in Watertown yesterday, but cooler by the lake.
My real answer is whatever helps Christian Yelich hit more home runs. Christian Yelich on pace for like 90 home runs so far this season. He was asked by FS Wisconsin Sophia Minert how he's doing what he's doing.
Christian, your first home run, a change up to center field. Your second on a curveball to the second deck. My only question is how? How do you keep doing this?
Honestly, I don't know. I really have no idea.
I read you this earlier. Yelich has 31 RBI this season, making it only the ninth time that a Brewer has recorded at least 31 RBI in a month. Jerry tweeted in and said, does Chuck know the other eight?
Give me that question again.
Chuck Freeman. Yelich has 31 RBI this month. Eight Brewers have had a month with 30 RBI or more.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Can you name the other eight?
Okay. I will say, I'm trying to work. I'll say Prince Fielder's one.
Prince Fielder has done it. He had 31 RBI in the month of May 2009.
I'll say Ryan Braun.
Ryan Braun never has.
Boy, I thought that would be a trick question.
Okay. There's no trick about it. It's just,
but I mean,
he's
one of the best hitters in base in Brewer history.
Ryan Braun never 30 RBI in a month.
I'm gonna say Robin Yount is not on that list.
Robin Yount is not
on that list.
On the list, not so I guess list. That's a right for you.
George Scott.
George Scott,
the boomer who led the league in RBIs one year.
Man, not 30 in a month, friend.
Jeez. Cecil Cooper.
Cecil Cooper, in fact, has the record for 39 RBI in a month. It was July of 83.
Okay.
Brewers that have had at least 30 RBI in a month. Christian Yelich became the ninth one.
Yeah.
In April of 2019. There are eight others. Chuck has already got Prince Fielder and Cecil Cooper. Ryan Braun, Robin Yount, not on this list.
Mm-hmm.
Six more.
Is Rob Deer.
Rob Deer.
Yes. I was stretching there for Deer because he had a big, in 87, he had a big month of April.
Rob Fear the Deer.
Yeah.
That's where Fear the Deer started.
I'll say Greg Vaughn.
Greg Vaughn, Vaughn's Valley.
Yeah.
35 in June of 95.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite Brewer growing up.
I'm going to throw
outside of Robin Yount.
Is Jeremy Burnitz on that list?
Jeremy Bernie Burnitz.
Oh, another one. Okay.
Also, June of 99.
How many more do I got to go?
You've got four more.
Okay.
Brewers that have had at least 30 RBI in a month.
Huh.
You've got Fielder, Burnitz, Vaughn, and Cooper.
Aaron was too old. Ben Ogilvy.
Ben Ogilvy.
Okay.
30 in September of 1980.
I'm not looking at anything here.
Nope.
I'm not. How many more do I got? Two?
Three.
Three. Gorman Thomas?
Hey, all right. I was just going to give you a hint for him.
I mean, Gorman was a home run or nothing guy. Kind of like Deer. So I got two left. I'll say,
I'll give you hints if need be.
Give me one.
All right, here's a hint. I usually confuse this guy with Turner Ward.
God, I wouldn't know. You have? Not Turner Ward.
They both played first base around the same time. I think he played first.
Early 90s, you're saying here?
Yeah, and the Diamond era.
Did Greg... Dave Nielsen?
No, he's got the same initial, first and last.
Turner Ward?
No, I confuse him with Turner Ward.
Dave Nielsen was not a good one.
No. So right. This guy that I'm trying to give you a hint of played in the 90s,
uh-huh.
And his first initial of his first name and the first initial of his last name are the same.
First base. God, I don't know.
Maybe he didn't play first. I just always got him confused with Turner Ward.
Who is it?
You can come up with it.
I'm at a loss. TT, Troy Tulowitzki.
Oh, no, he played first base for sure. Went to the A's.
Went to the A's. How long ago, like when? 90s?
Yeah, he played from 92 to 98.
Man.
His initials are the same.
Not John Jaha.
It is John Jaha, my friend.
Okay.
And then one more. This guy played in the 2000s and was once traded for like 19 Diamondbacks. And he's like 7 feet 100.
7 feet?
He's like 6 foot 10. Really tall.
God, who am I missing here? Wait, so this was probably like mid 2000s?
Yeah.
He was traded? Oh, man.
He was traded for like, I think he was traded in the trade that Council was in. And Junior Spivey was in that deal.
Hell, I don't remember who was in that deal. Who was it?
They call him the Big Sexy.
Oh, Richie Sexton?
Yeah.
Richie Sexton had, he did that? Okay. I got most of them.
So Yelich with 30-plus RBIs, only 8 other Brewers have ever done that in a month. Cecil Cooper, Greg Vaughn, Richie Sexton, Gorman Thomas, Jeremy Burnett, Prince Fielder, Ben Ogilvie, John Jaha, no Robin Yount, no Ryan Braun.
No Paul Molitor either.
And no Aramis Ramirez.
Yeah, yeah. Or George Scott, who led the league at RBIs.
Or Jason Kendall.
Jason Kendall led the league at bunt singles.
Yeah, he never did it either. Corey Koski led the league in
concussions.
Yep. Yeah, never did it either.
Man.
No Scott Pasednik.
No Scott Pasednik.
Wow.
Who they traded in the Carlos Lee never did it.
No Al Caballo.
Al Caballo.
How about that?
I liked him when he was here. I mean, he's a terrible left fielder.
No Kevin Mensch.
Yes. No Kevin Mensch, the former Texas Ranger. Yeah.
That's good for now. It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins on the Fan. Y'all gonna make me lose my mind up in here. Up in here. Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Chuck Freeman.
414-799-1250. A little light on the calls today. It's been mostly you and I debating the world.
Is that good or bad?
Oh, it's always good. It's always good. Tell me when it's bad on a Monday.
Well...
when we got the greatest NBA team in the world, and our baseball team's maybe underperforming just a little bit, but you know, that's the way it goes.
We were joking around about talking about if they should sit Giannis tonight.
Yeah,
but that made Paul Henning mad on Twitter. So
who?
Save our bucks.
Oh, save our bucks, Paul. Yeah.
So we won't do that. Got him. He made him upset.
What did he say?
He said. You're going to talk about Giannis sitting so the Bucks can win their first playoff series in 18 years? And then a gif of Budenholzer being like, what?
Yeah. Oh, he went upset. Well, he's not. They're not going to. The thought never crossed their mind of resting him anyway tonight.
I'm sure it crossed Wes Eden's mind and Mark Lazary's mind.
No, I think those guys.
Lose and get that game five cash.
No, I think those guys are. Even it means losing some money on the deal. They're about winning. Those guys want to win. They've been around here since 2013 or whatever it is. Those guys want to win, man. They want to win a playoff series. They've been building up to this moment to finally start winning, and now the future is here to win.
Getting some reaction online that we are too cocky about the Bucks' chances against Boston.
Yeah. Well, I think you're a little bit more cockier than I am. I think it's going to go six, and they're going to test it against them, but I still think they're going to win. Did you say a sweep?
No.
I think you said the series, the 7-game series was going to end in 3. That's how confident you were.
Yeah.
Like tonight's series is going to end in 3.
Well, it should. Did you hear? Did you watch any NBA? Tonight. Did you watch any NBA? Oh, my God. Any NBA on TNT last night? Did you?
Winkler having his problems tonight.
Yeah, I know, Rock. I'm struggling a little bit here.
No, a little late getting home for the Brewer game yesterday.
NBA on TNT. Did you watch any of that?
No.
Okay.
You know,
I got a big fat elbow for your face, Henry Winkler.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, when he called you Henry Winkler, that's actually a compliment. I mean, first of all, Henry Winkler is like an accomplished actor. Plus, he's got a statue of himself in downtown Milwaukee.
Right. And someday when they put up the Bart statue right next to the Fonz,
yeah,
it'll be the bronze Fonz.
There's space there.
And then what'll I be?
The bronze Bart.
The bronze Bart and the bronze Fonz?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be good. We'll put it right next to each other.
There's room there.
Sure. So with the Bucks, though, with Boston, I think the problem is that there might be some inherent fear because that's the way that we're built around here, and they lost to Boston last year, et cetera, et cetera. Even though Joe Prunty was your coach, look what you've added since then.
See, I think I like to go the other way with our fans here in the state. I think our fans buy in and they think that, hey, there's nothing to stop the Milwaukee Bucks.
No, I think that a series against the Sixers would scare Bucks fans, but they'd predict them.
Yeah.
I think everybody's going to overlook Toronto. And then with Boston, I just think that there's a fear around Boston that is Boston does not deserve the sort of fear that most Bucks fans seem to be giving them.
Well,
the Bucks won 60 games. They won 45 plus games by 10 or more. That wasn't on accident.
Yeah, but Boston had some injuries during the season, and they just weren't right. They look like they got right against Indiana. They finally look like they got right this week. I saw them play Friday night. I thought they got right on Friday night. I thought, man, this is a better Celtics team than we saw during the regular season when they were struggling at home, struggling on the road, losing in Chicago, you know, that sort of thing. I thought they were much better. And, you know, they showed some dominance in that series against the Pacers, especially going to Indiana and winning.
A couple of other notes from our playoff teams that are in action. The Admirals are in a five-game series. They lost yesterday at Iowa. I believe they play again tonight. And then game three, or they play again tomorrow. And then game three would be Thursday in Milwaukee. So when we were talking to John Greenberg, Admirals president, they could pick where they wanted to play their three games, mm-hmm. and they picked the back three?
Yeah, they could play.
What was the other option?
2-2-1? I thought it was 2-2-1, wasn't it? Or no, I thought it was either play the first three.
At home
and the final two on the road.
Why wouldn't you do that?
Well, they wanted the 3, 4, and 5 at home.
Yeah, when Greeny told us that, I didn't want to say anything.
I like his idea.
No, I think they did the wrong thing.
You force Iowa, because if you split in Iowa, then you got to win 2 or 3 at home and you're good. You got to make Iowa come to your home ice and win a game.
Yeah, but what if you drop both of them? Well, you just gave Iowa home ice advantage.
Well, okay, then if you drop both of them at home, if you drop 2 or 3 at home, then you got to go to Iowa. And you got to win 2 in a row on the road? That's tough. No, you hope to split these two games and then come back home, and you're looking good.
Well, the Eds lost yesterday, and the Wave won over the weekend. So the Wave are going to the Eastern Conference semifinals.
Would they beat Allentown or Allenton?
That's a great question.
Come on, man. You should be on top of this.
I can tell you who they play next.
Yeah?
No, they beat the Kansas City Comets.
Oh, of course. Is that the other team that's in the league?
And yeah. So the Wave play Saturday afternoon at Panther Arena.
See, I thought back like in the 90s, that was a pretty healthy league.
It was. It was very healthy.
I thought that was a healthy league. Yeah,
I've got trading cards from the old league.
Well, I mean, they played in the Bradley Center at the time.
They did.
And you know, I mean, you had some good crowds out there. You had some good. What's the average attendance for a Wave game now?
Now?
I mean, back then, they did fine at the Bradley Center. Has indoor soccer just slipped off the map, or why is it? How come it's like in the toilet these days? There's 4 teams in a league. What happened?
There's no finance.
Is that what it is? So they ran out of money?
Well, all these arena football went under. There's like 4 teams in arena football now.
Yeah.
Arena football.
Which was on used to be on ESPN.
At one point, there were like 3 arena football leagues. Yeah. You had the Milwaukee Iron.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Mustangs used to draw 15.
Sure. Sure. Back in the 90s, man, they were pretty good.
I don't know what it was about whatever, but when I grew up in Fond du Lac, I came down to Milwaukee to the Bradley Center. I came down here more for Mustangs and Wave games than I did for Bucks and Brewers games.
Well, I wouldn't blame you. The Bucks were terrible.
Why?
Well, because the Bucks
are so stupid.
Because the Bucks were winning an average of 23 games a year.
I can't tell you anything about County Stadium, but I can tell you almost the whole Milwaukee Mustangs 97 roster.
Back when sports radio started in the mid-90s, it could have started at a worse time because both teams were terrible. We never got any phone calls on the Brewers and the Bucks. All we did was bash Mike Dunleavy the whole time. And try to change out coaches. But it was from 93 to 98. It was awfully bad. I mean, just the Packers. It was just Packers 24/7, and it was never, anything about the Brewers or Bucks because they were just awful, Nobody cared. We didn't send anybody out to cover the Brewer games half the time because they were drawing 5,000 a game.
Did you send anyone out to cover the Mustangs?
No. No, not that either.
It's Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart, that's Chuck. Hyundai West Dallas, they can help you make the most of your refund. A lot of good deals right now. A 2019 Hyundai Elantra for $159 a month. You can get into a 2019 Tucson Sport for $189 a month. Hyundai's a good vehicle. They've got great deals. They've got assurances. They've got warranties. It's a really good car. So this Hyundai West Dallas location separates themselves, at least for you guys, in terms of why you got to go there. Look, what are there, 900 car dealers around this area? Hyundai West Dallas, these guys love the station. And they may know you, and they may have interacted with you. You may know them. Dan Richards, big on Twitter. MF or Mike, you may know. Sith Lord, legend of Twitter. Sith Lord, he can sell you a vehicle. He sold me mine. And then he changed my license plate. And he got on his knees, and I watched him. Like the little bee that he is. No, that's, I'm the little bee. That's from...
I got a big fat elbow for your face.
That's
Henry
me.
Winkler.
See, Pharrell's got me all wanting to be aggressive, and I don't mean that.
We
got to
still plan our next attack for that guy.
With Pharrell?
Well, see what we're going to do. We're kind of, they kind of put it back in our court now. They just blasted us for, what, 20 minutes?
I'm going to get Pharrell back by never listening to his show. Oh, wait, I do that already. No, Sith Lord, good friend. You can check him out, Hyundai West Dallas. And they love the station, so they're going to give you guys incentives and deals when you get in there. Let them know that you listen to the fan. Say that Bart sent you. Say that Gary sent you. Say that Sparky sent you. Say that Billy sent you. Make up a name and say that we sent you, and they'll give you a discount, whether it's on service or on a newer used vehicle. Hyundai West Dallas, these guys care about getting you into a car that you like and making sure it's a pleasurable experience that time and then every other time you have a need on your vehicle, whether it's a new car or a service issue or something, just like an oil change. Check them out. Hyundai West Dallas, Highway 100, just off of Arthur, Highway 100 between Lincoln and National there, HyundaiWestDallas.com. It's Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins here on The Fan.
I got a big fat elbow for your face, Henry Winkler. Come on.
Braun Strowman, he threw out the first pitch at Sunday's game. Craig Counsell, not a big wrestling fan. When we were there for pregame on Friday, you know, it was me and some of the beat writers and McKelvey and these guys. Craig Counsell said, oh, yeah, Sunday, some wrestler's coming in. There's about seven people that are going to care about, and four of them are standing in front of me. So He looks at us media guys as
losers.
Yeah.
So he was not in. So he did not. I thought when
he took a picture.
That's 105.7 the fan got today.
But he didn't. He took a picture with Braun, but not a big wrestling guy.
I felt like when Strowman came in, was it almost a paid appearance for him? Because they had him doing things. You know, they had him bench pressing one of the sausages for a promo. He did a video promo, another one. He was upstairs in the slide taking pictures with the players. It was almost like it was, you know, they paid him to come, which I don't think they did, to make an appearance for the day. Stayed for the whole game?
I don't know. I mean, he's a Brewer fan, so why would they ask him to do all this stuff? He went down the slide?
He went down the slide, apparently.
I mean, I mean, if I was a big deal and the Brewers are like, hey, come throw out the first pitch, I'll be like, is that it? Can I go down the slide?
So they must have had
pick up a sausage?
According to the story, there was a wrestling card Saturday night in Madison?
Yeah, CM Punk was there.
What?
Yeah.
Wrestling?
Wait, this was in Milwaukee, I believe. So he made a special appearance. You guys didn't see this? He was wearing a mask.
The CM Punk thing is separate from WWE.
Okay.
There was like a small bingo hall show somewhere.
Yeah.
Where there was an invader, and he was wearing a mask and a sweatshirt, and then somebody posted a picture of him and CM Punk that he took that day wearing the same sweatshirt. So there's a rumor that CM Punk is getting back into
wrestling. They confirmed it.
It was him?
It was him.
So what's he going to do now?
I don't know if he's just going to appear at like random house shows or
I don't think
indie
he's getting
shows.
Back in the WWE.
I think he was just, it was probably one of his buddies or something. He was probably in town, so he figured he would do it. You
we
know?
Had CM Punk on the show years ago.
Was he good?
Yeah, he talked about how he would wrestle like at
bingo halls.
Knights of Columbus halls in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
South side of Milwaukee.
Yep.
And this was like a couple of years removed from him being a where he'd become a WWE star.
Yeah, he went to Lockport High School, which was like 20 minutes from where I grew up. We actually beat them in the state championship. So that was kind of a cool story. And yeah, he's from Chicago, and I was always a big CM Punk fan. More wrestling news. So the Shield finally did have their last match together. They made it like a big event. It was in Moline, Illinois.
Yeah.
I had a buddy that went. He said it was pretty cool. They did their final thing, and then they said goodbye to Dean because Ambrose is leaving.
Yeah. So it was TV?
Yeah, it was on WWE Network. Okay. And then
they basically showed a house show on TV.
Did they really?
Yeah.
That's rare.
I know. Well, you pay the $9.99 now, so it's kind of all part of the package. And then really quick, one more thing. Goldust retires from WWE, and now he's going to AEW. He's going to fight Cody Rhodes.
Yeah.
Yeah, what was the deal? I saw a lot of stuff on Twitter about why is Goldust leaving? I didn't even know he was wrestling anymore.
He's just old, and I don't think they have anything for him to do, so he's going to go have one more match probably with his brother in that AEW because it's going to be their first pay-per-view, and they're going to need some numbers on that thing, which I think they'll get.
Okay. I'll buy it. I want to update on our poll. We put a poll up earlier as a troll job. Who should have more input on the draft this weekend, Brian Gutekunst or Aaron Rodgers? We put that up on our station page at 105.7 FM, The Fan. 10% of you did say Rodgers.
I was one of them.
Chris tweeted in, I love you guys, but this is a ridiculous question. Mm. If Rodgers had his way, he'd be the Tarantino of this team. He would try to control everything, and head coaches would last one season because of this. So he says it's a ridiculous question, and then he gives a detailed response on the question that we asked.
So he was not a big fan of it, okay?
No,
but he certainly. Now we're getting retweeted. Okay, this is exactly what we wanted.
Getting killed?
Yeah.
I'm actually glad you brought it up because it's a nice segue into something that we missed over the weekend. Did you guys hear the John Gruden story? So John Gruden just dismissed the Raiders' entire scouting group 6 days before the draft. Him and Mike Mayock sent their scouts home for the weekend. They're not expected to return by draft time. The belief is they don't know who to trust. They wanted to clear the room. So Gruden doesn't even trust his own scouts now.
So he fired his guys before the draft?
Pretty much, yeah. 6 days before the draft. Just sent him home. He's like, don't even come back. He's got Mayock, which I guess it doesn't really surprise me that they would do it, but I don't think I've ever heard that. They have three first-round picks is the weird part about it. Unless they're just packaging those up and making a trade, I've never heard of anything like that.
Some of those scouts might be from Reggie McKenzie's regime.
So he just doesn't trust them?
You know what NFL Network did on Saturday? They were re-showing the first night of like the last eight drafts, which was kind of cool to go look back and see. I was watching a little of the draft that the Packers took. And then the very last draft they showed, Mayock, I'm going to miss him on NFL Network because he's like, Ravens, they just traded up. They got to take Lamar Jackson. Flacco's getting old. He hasn't been what he's been since the Super Bowl. After the season, that contract, you can trade it and go with Flacco. And that's exactly what happened. Not that, you know, more people could have come to that conclusion maybe, but I just think Mayock win press quickly. He always said the right things. I really liked him on the NFL Network, and I will miss him on TV, but I'm very interested to see. If not just the Packers, I'm so curious to see how the Raiders end up drafting because you've got two guys that, you know, were in TV for the last 10 years now running a football team.
Right.
Yeah, I liked him when he was on Thursday Night Football, Mayock. I don't know why
I did too.
I don't know why he lost his gig there. I thought he's one of the best ones they've had.
So is it Daniel Jeremiah taking over now on draft night?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought. I like him a lot too.
Yeah, I like him too, but I was a big Mayock guy.
Yeah, he was like the Tony Romo of the draft.
ESPN and NFL Network both saying they will not tip their picks. But you'll be able to read like Schefter and get the tweets, you know, before any of these picks happen if you like to be spoiled. Horvat, one more?
Yeah, the Pacific Ocean. That's who Klay Thompson thanked for his 32-point game. He was struggling, said he went in the ocean, played a game of volleyball, cleared his head, went off for 32 points.
Yeah, I hope that no guy for the Milwaukee Bucks ever has that dumb idea by jumping in Lake Michigan to correct their three-point stroke.
I remember the 95-96 Bulls. Luke Longley went body surfing for the first time in his life and separated his shoulder. They were trying to hide it from Phil Jackson. Phil found out, obviously got pissed. Longley
was Michigan? Out.
No, I don't remember where he was at. They were on vacation. It was All-Star break. And
who's
going
to go
like
to Lake
months.
Michigan first, a Buck or Chuck Freeman?
The Brewers will be division champs this year. Not a swim across Lake Michigan.
Never. Chuck and Winkler are here on the fan.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.